Welcome to the Sales Squared Podcast, your destination for leveling up in sales, marketing, and business development.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Join us to hear real entrepreneurs with real experiences, engaging with real experts from the world of sales, business, and entrepreneurship. And now for another Sales Squared Value Bomb.
Hello there and welcome to the Sales Squared podcast, and we're back again with another Lounge Hours. This is episode number 4 of the season, and today we have a question all about lead generation. Now, lead generation is absolutely crucial for every single business. Every single business relies on sales to grow, to get where they want to go. But what a lot of people don't realize about lead generation is that it all starts with having the right mentality in place. If you're going out and you're knocking on doors, you're doing cold calls, you're doing outreaches, you need to have the right mentality in place to be able to make progress, to be able to find the right people and be able to take them from cold contacts to warm business leads for yourself. So this is a really, really great episode. As always, we dive into all kinds of useful topics for you to apply right into your business right away and start generating more sales, more revenue, which is what we're all here for. So without further ado, let's get into the episode. Leads, leads, leads. Who doesn't love leads? Who doesn't love leads? Welcome again. It's the Sales Squared Lounge Hours, episode number 4 now. And we've got another great question today from Sam Viduka, who reached out to me on Instagram, and we were doing a bit of back and forth about his business, and he has an online insurance broker, and he wants to know, pretty new in his business, how do I get started? How do I start generating leads? How do I get more customers? But as we all know, it all begins with lead generation. Man, I love leads, right? It's just such a crucial part of any business is leads. If you imagine that your business is based on sales, right, which pretty much every business is, you need sales to grow, then leads are the very, very start of that whole process of business growth. So leads are a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing, and you can really never have too many of them if you want to keep growing, which is...
Never. It was actually funny, right, because I was talking to my mum a couple of weeks back, and it was my birthday on Monday, and she was like, what do you want for your birthday? And I literally said, a bag of leads. And she was like, no, come on, Scott, seriously. I was like, give me some leads.
Get some leads. Go knock on some doors, yeah. Do some cold calls.
Come on, man, give me a list of calls. But she couldn't get me a bag of leads, unfortunately. But
what a shame.
But it's so, so important to have those leads. And we don't actually joke about it when, you know, as a salesperson who wants to grow and develop their business, like Mark, like what you want to be able to do is have an abundance of leads. Just have really, really good quality conversations lined up. And like Cameron said, it's about having a quality stream that you can count on, because not every single person is going to buy from you, unfortunately. We would all love for us.
We'd love it if they did, but that's just not the way the business works. So
no.
Really, the good way to think of leads is that you've got your leads and you've got your conversion rate. So if you can increase either one, if you can increase either your leads or your conversion rate, that means more sales. So a good equation to remember is leads times conversion rate equals sales, profit, business growth, success, nice holidays, nice cars, etc., etc., etc. But if you can increase that top of the funnel, the leads, so let's say that you have a 10% conversion rate, let's make it really simple, you have a 10% conversion rate, and then you have 10 leads coming in every month, then you'll be closing one new client every single month. Now, if you can increase that, if you can double your actual leads by 10 to 20, then that's gonna be two sales every single month. And then if you can increase your conversion rate to 15%, etc., you get more and more sales, more and more business growth. So those are two really important metrics to look at, your leads and your conversion rate. And if you can increase either one, then you're going to be doing very, very nicely, and you're going to be growing, which is what we all want here.
Of course.
But in terms of lead generation strategies, let's talk a little bit about that for our guy here. So to be honest,
there are multiple ways to skin a cat here. There are a lot of different ways to generate leads. So I guess one thing that's really, really important is to begin where your clients are, where your potential clients are. So in this case, insurance, we're talking more business-orientated insurance, not personal car insurance or anything like that. So it's going to be B2B, right? So you want to focus on LinkedIn for B2B. That's where you need to be for B2B.
Every single time. I think LinkedIn, we talked about this so much, but it's worth mentioning again every single time we get on air, because I just can't stress the importance of having a social media strategy that revolves around LinkedIn. Every single day, you know, I wake up in the morning, two things I do. Number one, check my LinkedIn. Number two, check my leads, right? So when I come onto LinkedIn, it's not just about, oh, who can I have a conversation with tomorrow or next week? It's about the activity that people are doing. You know, you have to take a real genuine interest in someone before you can even think of an approach to send them, right? Mm-hmm. What are they doing on LinkedIn? What kind of sort of material, articles, infographics are they liking and engaging with? And what you can do is really start to build a picture of who this person is in a business sense. Mm-hmm. You know, are they interested in certain segments of insurance? Have they potentially achieved awards in certain areas? So there's a lot of material out there that you can leverage yourself to really create a real connection before you even go into a kind of pitch, so to speak. So really focus on what that person is interacted with, because that'll give you a much better understanding of what they're interested in, and that's what it's all about. It's about finding a level balance, a mutual interest between two people, and then taking the conversation from there.
For sure. I've seen a lot of stuff recently about LinkedIn being the platform for 2019, and I agree. I think it's an amazing platform right now. The reach, the engagement you can get when putting out content is really, really amazing, and especially video content does super well on LinkedIn. But what I love about LinkedIn is when you go on your traditional social media site, so you load up Instagram, and it's great, you know, it's pretty addictive. It's nice to see the cool pictures and whatnot, but a lot of the time it's people just kind of flexing and showing off maybe a little bit. And a bit massive thing now is this Instagram depression, right, where people will actually log in. Have you not heard of this? So they call it Instagram depression. So I've been hearing more and more people talking about this. I listened to a podcast the other day for this company who their whole mission is to create these events where nobody brings their phone. They're not allowed to look at their phone. They're not allowed to. It's just about people to people communication. And this thing about Instagram depression is because it's just everyone's highlight reel, right? So everyone just uploads the very best parts of their life, of their business, of their journey in entrepreneurship or whatever it is. It's just their highlight reel. Everything's got filters on it. Everything is made out to be better than it is. And people don't talk about the struggles they're going through, which everyone has. They don't talk about the challenges that they're facing, which everyone has. Mm-hmm. They don't talk about the roadblocks in their business, which everyone has. It's just that constant highlight reel, right? So if you, as someone, if you're an entrepreneur and you're going through some hard times, you're struggling through, and you pull up Instagram and you see, this entrepreneur's bought a brand new car here, he's got a Ferrari, this model is going to Thailand and spending her days there, this person's just done this amazing thing, this person's just bought this amazing thing. You're just seeing the highlights.
Yeah, that's
right? You're not seeing the struggles that they had to go through to achieve that. You're not seeing maybe some of the hard battles that they're facing with their business or their personal life or whatever. So you think that everyone else has got it great, and you're the one who's the only person in the world who's got struggles or challenges. So that's the thing about Instagram. It's as a social platform, it's got its merits, but the reason why I prefer to just pull up my LinkedIn is because you log in, you've got amazing articles, you've got videos that provide value. You can actually get on there and learn things that are going to help your business today, help your journey in personal growth today. And you just don't get that with Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. You know, a lot of it's just everyday bullshit that people are posting and going through. And that's why I love LinkedIn. It's a great platform for that, first and foremost. So if you are going to spend time on a social media platform, I recommend LinkedIn first and foremost. But more importantly, the people on LinkedIn, right? The people are, firstly, they're going to be professional, so they're going to be people that you can do business with. You have an opportunity to build relationships with them by engaging with their content, by sharing content and
putting out things that could help them, and just by having that open mindset. Of course, there are going to be those people on LinkedIn who berate others for trying to provide value. I saw a post the other day actually, and it was this lady, and she got a message from someone. Pretty, in my opinion, pretty nice reach out. They just opened up. They introduced themselves, and they said, "I've just written this article. I'd love for you to take a look at it and let me know your feedback." And what she actually did was screenshot the message, post it up, and say, "No thanks. I probably won't be interested in this." Like making out like she like
as if she's the queen of LinkedIn.
Yeah, and like they've done something to, like, it's a message. They haven't come and slapped you in the face. It's just a message, and they're trying to provide some value to you. They're trying to grow their business. So
yeah.
People who actually berate others for trying to do that, it's just like, get a grip.
Mm-hmm.
LinkedIn's for networking, LinkedIn's for opening up, and LinkedIn, if you're smart, can be really, really good for sales. And we've made 7 figures on LinkedIn, right? For ourselves and for our clients. So we know the value of it. We know the value of engaging and messaging and having conversations, putting out content, engaging with content. So if that's you, if you're the one berating people for reaching out and trying to provide value, just don't do it.
Like, that's a really good point. And one other thing as well is, when I know when you sell yourself, when you describe LinkedIn, you paint this picture of it's an art and a science.
Mm.
And I was watching Ben Francis's Gymshark vlog last night, actually, and one of the first things he tried to encounter was, how do I find a product to market fit? I think anyone as an entrepreneur has got so many big challenges in front of them, but the most critical thing you have to focus on is finding that product to market fit.
Mm.
Now, you might be able to find the product, you might be able to find a market, but where do those two meet?
Yeah.
What kind of platforms do they actually interact on? And this is why social media is so, so key. You know, building brands, being able to engage, get the right message across, the right tonality in the message, the right language patterns, which we will talk about in a bit, some certain words you can use. But think about your product, think about the market, and how can you bring those two closer together, like two magnets, right? How do you increase the force between the two magnets to meet in the middle where sales happens? And that's the magic, I think, of being able to at least start your journey and expand on that as it goes.
That's it. And that's another great thing about social media in terms of using it as a platform. And LinkedIn, great for B2B. There are good value in Facebook and Instagram and email and whatever other approach you go for. But use it not just as a way to generate leads, which is it is amazing for if you do it the right way, but use it as a learning experience too. You can test different things, you can test different markets, you can really understand who is it that is responding to my message. So don't give up if you just target one group of people with one particular sales message and you don't get responses.
Mm-hmm.
Try many different marketing approaches, many different unique value propositions, many different challenges that you can lead in with as a conversation starter. And what you'll find is that one or two of those 20 different approaches that you tested really hits the mark. The conversion rate is great on it. You're getting leads left, right, and center, and boom, you found your product to market fit.
Mm-hmm. And analyze those messages too. So when you're testing and measure certain different approaches, perhaps think about 10 benefits that your product has for that certain market.
Mm-hmm.
Look at those 10 benefits and really understand what people are responding to the most. That's the easiest way to scale your lead generation at the same time, is finding out what is most attractive about your product, what is most attractive about your service, and then being able to offer that in a very value-based and cost-effective way. When you're starting out as an entrepreneur, you might be cash-strapped.
Mm.
That's totally understandable. You know, some lucky people may have some venture capital funding. But the easiest, most cost-effective way to understand if there's a fit for your product and market is by using social media. You know, you pay, I don't know, what is it, 70 quid a month for, you know, LinkedIn sales now.
It's not
a big cost, guys, right? And if you're, and this is a good point, right? If you're not prepared to spend 70 quid a month on something, you're never ever going to be able to achieve the goals and dreams you've set yourself. So I know that we know a couple of people and our outside network especially, that have come to us and said, "Now, I want to be able to start this product, I want to be able to start this, I just don't want to invest." And, you know, we've told them, you have to.
You can't just not invest and expect all the good things to happen, right? You know, like my coach says, you can't expect without inspecting. So you have to inspect what is going to work, and the only way that's going to happen is testing and measuring.
Yeah.
It's easy as that.
It's about priorities, guys. If you think about your, you know, your business, you have this pot of income coming in, it doesn't make any sense to just take it all out and hoard it, because the only way to grow is to reinvest. You've got to reinvest into what's important. Your marketing, your sales, your operations, streamlining different areas of your business. And if you're not prepared to invest $1,000 into marketing to get $2,000 back out of it, then you're never ever going to achieve the kind of growth that you need to achieve. It's all about making those smart investments, analyzing where it is that's most effective to spend that money. Start small, think big, and then scale it fast. That's a quote I really like from one of our clients. But really what it's all about, guys, is understanding, using those small tests to the market, understanding, you know, what is it that my market is responding to? How can I create campaigns, create messages that are going to have a high conversion rate? And then once you find that, boom, plow money into it, because it's making you more money. The more you invest, the more you're going to make. But of course, you need to spend time learning that process. And that's why it doesn't make sense a lot of the time to go in full steam ahead to a marketing campaign, spend, you know, $3,000-$4,000 on it, when in reality you could spend £500, use it as a testing phase, a way to learn a little bit more about what the market respond to. And then once you achieve that, then it's time to scale, then it's time to move things forward, and then it's time to really hit the ground running in terms of your marketing. But I think it's important to differentiate at this point between two types of lead generation or even sales. So you've got your upstream, which is what we've just been talking about, which is your LinkedIn, your Facebook, your email funnels, your cold calling, all of those different lead generation sources that are predictable. So you know that over time, once you understand the merit of each strategy, you can put in X amount to get X amount of leads, and then your conversion rate is, let's say, 20%. So you know that you will close 20% of all of those leads that you generate. So it's just a matter of putting in a bit more work, putting in a bit more investment to achieve more leads, and then it's a very, very predictable source of business growth, of sales. Then you've got your downstream. So your downstream is the relationship building. It's your networking events or conferences that you go to and build those relationships. It's nurturing relationships with clients. It's nurturing relationships for referrals. So your downstream is important. It's something that you shouldn't ignore, but your upstream is really where you need to be having consistent effort, because that's the predictable form of sales. And many times clients have come to us and they've just been focusing on that downstream, been picking up a referral here, picking up a referral there. They've been going to some conferences and building some good connections from there, but they don't have that predictability. Mm. They don't have that consistency in their pipeline where they know that I can generate...
It's a lead.
It's a lead, Scott. Maybe you should take that.
Maybe I should. But
we leave it for now. Podcast is more important. Scott will be calling them back as soon as we finish. So yeah, remember, differentiate between upstream, downstream. You need both. But you really need some consistency in that upstream if you want consistent business growth.
And I think a lot of people, they don't really focus on a specific strategy for that downstream.
Mm.
And you think about, oh, I don't have the time to go networking, I don't have the time to call up my clients. Well, make the time, because otherwise you're missing out on a huge opportunity. And something that we're practicing quite well now is when we're having those consistent sort of touch points and phone calls with our clients, it's a really good opportunity not to just understand what's working, what's not, and how can we continuously improve, but it's a chance to really, you know, once you get on a level with someone, you have a great deal of mutual respect, and you're allowed to ask those deeper questions as your relationship continues. So think about those interactions you're having with your clients, and then work out a strategy, even a script, right, to A, focus on building a relationship further, but B, identify those opportunities that they may not have thought about. If you're building and trying to create a new perspective of things, people actually look up to you and think, wow, you know, I really trust this guy. And something that you offer, maybe it's email, maybe it's automation, maybe it's, I don't know, BDM as a service, you know, they're more than likely to listen to you. because you're the professional, you're that person of authority. And I think in today's world where it's so competitive, great to be on social media, it's an absolute must, but you know, those traditional methods are not so bad themselves. Pick up the phone and start dialing. It's a lost art.
In today's day and age, it's the art of cold calling, which is something that with social media, it's so tempting now to just focus on those channels to generate prospects. But something that not many people can do effectively now is cold calls. So getting some data, getting a list, maybe even using LinkedIn as that gateway to making the phone call, but then using that and going from cold and making a solid connection, getting an appointment booked in with a cold lead from LinkedIn or from a data list. And we're all about action here, right? We're all about actionable insights that you can use, take away, and go and use in your business now. And Scott has done more cold calls than me. He's amazing. I've heard him on cold calls before. And he's got a really nice approach and script that he uses, especially with his LinkedIn contacts. So this is something that you can use. You know, open up the floor to Scott verbatim on your next cold call. Give it a go and see how it goes. Yeah. So Scott, without further ado, I want to hear your cold call script.
Take it away. Well, so it all starts with a pre-approach. So before you even think about getting on the phone with these people, you have to build that avatar. Who is it that you're actually going to be reaching out to? And once you've actually made that connection with someone through LinkedIn, it's so easy. And I think we talked about this in a video last week, but the real words you want to be able to say is, you know, hi, this is Scott Hennessy. And use that tonality of Hennessy. So you raise it and you add a bit of curiosity. So when that guy or girl or whoever is on the end of that phone, they're like, Scott Hennessy? Where have I heard that name before?
Mm.
It gets them thinking, and more importantly, it interrupts their pattern. It interrupts that pattern of a sales call, right?
Mm.
I haven't mentioned my business at this point. I haven't mentioned what I do. I haven't come across as, you know, a call center guy. Hi, this is Scott calling from da-da-da. How are you today?
And then straight into the pitch without... It's like creating that awkward silence that I like. It creates an awkward silence that is something that no other cold caller will do, and it creates that familiarity.
Mm-hmm. So peaky. So once you've actually said Scott Hennessy, pause. 2 seconds. 1, 2. If you're trying to put a face to the name, it's probably because we haven't met yet. So they're thinking, oh, I haven't met this guy, but you know, he's already on a pleasant sort of level with me. We haven't actually had a chance to meet yet, but we was in some LinkedIn communications regarding X service, X product. Does that ring a bell? So now they're searching in their head thinking, actually, that does ring a bell. You know, maybe 12 hours before I've sent them an approach, and you know, instead of potentially losing that appointment getting booked in just from typing back on LinkedIn, I've actually just picked up the phone and I've created that sort of initial relationship. Even if it's only for 5-10 minutes, guys. But the most important thing you do from there is understand how they respond. And that'll give you a really big clue as to who you're dealing with. So, you know, it could be the fact that someone goes, oh, hi, Scott. Yeah, I remember who you are. What do you want? That's fine. You know, you're dealing with someone who's pretty on it and wants to get down to business straight away. And then you got some people who go, oh, Scott Hennessy, wow. You know, I've been looking forward to meeting you. I've heard great things. Checked out your website. That's someone who's, you know, really sort of energized and a people person and a talker. And then some people are quite reserved. They're like, Scott, oh yes, I remember. Who are you? And that's the who, right?
Yeah.
So they're people who are quite reserved, technically focused. And you have those people who are actually quite laid back. And they're like, oh, Scott, great to meet you. How are you? So by understanding the communication response, you're then
different tonalities that you get when you make that call, you can read that a little bit and then begin to match and mirror who they are as a person, so that you're communicating with them the way that they like to be communicated with. So that's another bonus that you get from the phone call that you don't necessarily get generating leads through social media. And what's really important to remember as well with any lead generation, obviously with the cold call, it's not about sales. The cold call is not a sales call. It's an appointment setting call.
Yeah.
So it's the same with a LinkedIn message or with a Facebook ad, where it should be, at least if it's a service business, is the objective is not to sell. The objective is to get you onto the phone for a 30-minute, 1-hour appointment with that lead, so that you can then do your discovery, ask them great questions, build some great rapport, and do your work in terms of making the sale.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you really need. It's that dedicated time, that time slot with the prospect. So if you're doing cold calls, never try to sell. Always just try to think, the only sale that you're making is the next appointment.
Absolutely. And you have to enter with that mindset as well. You can't be, you know, picking up the phone, calling people, thinking, you know, this is going to be a sale like that, because it's not. Like Cameron said, the whole objective is just to get some time with them. And as a salesperson, you have to earn the time of that prospect, right? So if you're lucky enough to get 30 seconds, 1 minute with that person, you got to try and provide, and this is where your elevator pitch comes in, right? You got to provide so much value in those 30 seconds, 1 minute, that they'll want to spend that 30 minutes or 45 minutes with you on a consultation or a call. So think about your product or service now, and think about how much value you can create from the benefits of your product in that short amount of time, that it's worth them taking half an hour out of their day to come and spend it with you.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, the abundant thing about sales is you're not going to be able to serve everyone. That's absolutely fine. So tell them that. You know, I'm not sure if this is going to be a fit for you, but if you have 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I can explain
mm-hmm.
now. If not, you know, we can arrange an appointment at a different time. So what
yeah.
best suits you? And I think one thing that's helped us a lot is giving that options.
Mm.
Options is really, really key.
Yeah.
Make them feel like they're in control. It's
mm-hmm.
servant sales.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not pushy, it's giving up options, and it's working with that prospect to make sure that they get what they want, and they can take the appointment where they want to take it, and there's no pressure, most importantly.
Yeah.
And a good thing to do as well if you're cold calling, or even if you're doing lead generation, is detach yourself from the outcome a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Have that abundant mindset, and remember that you have a great service. If you're in business and you've been in business for enough time, then you obviously have a service that provides value, right? So remember that
yeah.
sales is not, it's not that you're annoying people, you're not pestering people, even though people may tell you that. What you're really doing is serving at every point. So when you're sending out that LinkedIn message, you're serving them. You have a great service to offer. You can help them. It's relevant to who they are. You've done the work in terms of making sure it's a targeted outreach. You've done the work in terms of understanding what some of their challenges may be, and you've done the work in understanding what some of the solutions that you can provide to them could be as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you've provided a compelling incentive for them to get on the phone with you, spend 30 minutes together, and have a conversation of value, and speak about how you can help
yeah.
them. And if you're doing that, then there's nothing to be ashamed of,
mm-hmm.
nothing to be worried about people berating you. People will do it, but to be honest, the people who berate others for selling, they're kind of kicking themselves in the ass a little bit, because if you can't embrace selling, if you can't accept the art of selling and understand the importance of it, when other people approach you, when it's time for you to sell, which
mm-hmm.
you're going to have to do, I promise, then you're going to have it in the back of your mind. Oh, I'm selling, I'm annoying people, I don't believe in my service. Like, that's the game you play when you berate others for selling.
True.
And I'm seeing a lot of this at the minute, shaming others for selling. I guess it's always happened with cold callers. You know, cold caller calls you up, oh, take me off your list. And to be fair, a lot of the times the cold caller could have approached a little bit better. But, you know, this mindset where you tarnish people and try and tarnish their reputation
yeah.
for trying to sell, it's not going to get you anywhere.
No,
right?
It's not.
Bringing people down, it's not going to get you anywhere. And another massive thing is that anyone who is doing better than you is never going to try and bring you down. It's only people below you who are going to try and bring you down. So just don't worry, don't sweat the small stuff with that. If we would have given up after one or two people said, oh, you shouldn't be trying to sell to me on social media, or don't call me up, then we wouldn't be in business. But we do have a very successful business,
mm-hmm.
and that's because we pushed through and we ignored those people who told us no at the start, or said, stop trying to sell to people, this isn't the right approach. everyone's an expert, right? Especially if you approach somebody who has a background in sales or marketing, they think they're the god of this. And the fact is that sales is about consistency, it's about providing value, it's about service, and it's about pushing through those rejections and numbing yourself to the negativity that people can actually portray onto you. So don't worry about it. If you have a small business, if you're trying to grow, if you're trying to push sales, just forget about those people who have a negative mindset towards you, because for every one person who has a negative mindset, there's going to be two who have a positive mindset who want to learn about how you can help them.
We're all about giving people a chance, right? And I know there's been a lot of occasions where your phone's gone off and it has been a cold caller. Cameron never rejects that call. Cameron always gives, you know, a minute, minute and a half
totally.
To actually...
Totally.
Because he doesn't know if that could be the next opportunity for us. It could be a really good lead generation service we haven't thought of. But if Cameron didn't take that call and he just thought, nah, I'm the sales expert, I'm going to just... We don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could have missed out on a massive opportunity.
Yeah.
So for salespeople out there, you know, if you're receiving cold calls and you're thinking, nah, you know, it's a bit ironic, right? How they're calling out, but they won't take calls themselves.
Yeah.
Really, number one, take the time and respect for another professional in the industry. But secondly, you might learn something. You know, maybe their approach is a little different or better than yours.
Definitely.
Maybe the opportunity is there to learn and grow yourself. So I would always welcome, I don't care if they're from India, Taiwan, Hong Kong, I don't care. If they call me, I will always give them the time.
Give them 60 seconds. Yeah. Give them 60 seconds. Hear them out. Could be that you shut them down because their approach isn't good or it's not relevant, then fine. But give them the opportunity and never ever berate someone or trying to sell to you or trying to, you know, unless they're pestering you and they reach out a million times after you say no, then fair enough. But if it's just one reach out, then that's someone trying to grow their business. That's someone trying to make something of themselves. And for you to come in and be negative towards them, you know, that could be a new salesperson, a new business owner, and you could really be damaging their mindset and mentality. So think about it.
True.
You know, think about other people and have that empathy and, you know, try and create a positive atmosphere for everyone who touches you in any way.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, cold calling is actually God's punishment for not asking for referrals, right? Which is a really interesting statement.
Yeah.
But if you do have call reluctance, I get that. I've had call reluctance. I've been scared to pick up the phone in my early days. I thought that I wasn't good enough. Just think about your circle right now. Who do you go to work with? Who do you work with? What do your family do? Where do you hang out at weekends? Where do your target market prospects hang out? And what you have to do is collect a list. Maybe it's 100 people. Maybe it's old school friends you haven't heard from in years, right? You don't know what those guys are up to these days.
Mm.
Collect a list of, say, a hot 100. And then what you do is take that mindset of, not sales, it's literally, I haven't seen you forever, like, what's going on? You know, make that connection. And then you can bake it into the script if they, you know, who do you know that may benefit from XXXYZZZ, right? So if you're really scared to cold call, just think about people in your immediate circle.
Yeah.
You know, perhaps your uncle owns a business, a dentistry or something, right? And you haven't talked to him for ages or whatever. Just give him a call. You don't know what kind of situations he's in, what challenges he's facing, what opportunities he's looking to do. So if you can set a goal of saying, right, let's generate 2 referrals for every person I speak to, right? When you go to call those referrals, they're not cold, right? Because when you open up the phone, hi, this is Scott. Scott Hennessy, we're trying to put a face to the names because we haven't met yet, but I was talking with Richard the other day and he had great things to say about you. Do you mind if we have a chat for 5 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Yeah.
It's not cold, so it's warm. It's, oh, Richard, he's a great guy, blah, 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 blah. And then you can script your approach around how to get that referral out. So if you're looking for, you know, not just, think about your main marketing strategies like your LinkedIn, your Facebook, your email, your automation, knocking on doors. You can even add warmer contacts into that, you know, by the hundreds, even thousands, right?
Mm.
So the position, my goal myself, is to get in a position where I have 100 leads and I have no time to call them. Because as a salesperson, that I just couldn't think of a better position to be in.
Yeah, it all comes back to that, right? Like we said at the start, it's the number of leads that you've got and it's your conversion rate. So just work on those two numbers, if anything. Keep it simple, right? you may have these lofty goals, these revenue targets, but if you just focus on those two things as a salesperson, as a business owner, in terms of more sales and more growth, you've got your leads, you've got your conversion rate. How can I boost either one? If you boost either one, you're going to have more growth and you're going to start generating more sales, which is a lovely situation to be in. And we haven't really covered any specific lead generation strategies today. I don't think it really is in the scope of this conversation. If you want to learn about very specific challenges then or strategies for lead generation, particular social media approaches, cold calling, anything like that, then reach out. As always, our contact details are below. And what I'm also going to do in this video and in this podcast and in everywhere where this goes out is include a download link to our free LinkedIn mastery guide. So in this guide, you will learn first and foremost how to position your profile to start generating more leads. And secondly, you're going to have access not only to a framework that is very, very effective, that's generated over seven figures now for us and our clients in terms of generating prospects online. So a step-by-step framework for LinkedIn direct messaging, which of course some people will berate you for. Don't worry about it. If you do it this way, then you will not get many of these people being negative because it provides value. Mm-hmm. And then you're even going to get specific messages that you can use. So we've gone from different industries, we've got some very specific outreaches that you can actually use right now. Feel free, go ahead to do it. It's worked for us, it will work for you. So I invite you to take a look at that. The link will be below in this video. And that is all for today.
Pretty much it for today, but one more thing from me, guys. If you are cold calling, if you are looking to build referrals, we actually offer some script services at $150 an hour, but because I want to help you guys so much, just send me a message, we can book in half an hour, I can take you through my script. If you like it, great, use it yourself. If not, it's absolutely fine. You know, my whole goal here, and Cameron's, is to provide so much value that you achieve sustainable, meaningful growth that's going to help you achieve everything you want in life. So reach out, guys. I'm here to help. I'm here to offer value. And yeah, that's it from me.
Peace.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Sales Squared podcast. As always, we want to hear from you. Reach out. You can find me on LinkedIn under Cameron Scott or on Instagram under the Cameron Scott _.
And you can find me, Scott Hennessy, on LinkedIn. So that's H-E-N-N-E-S-S-Y. And Instagram, Henster. So that's H-E-N-N-S-T-A _Gram.
Now, what are these people going to want to do, Scott? I think they need to go and visit our website, right?
1,000,000%.
So go to our website, squaredsales.com, and you can find, firstly, a free guide on how to literally skyrocket your sales on LinkedIn. So this is the stuff that we use with our own business, with clients, to literally create six figures in revenue or more. And also, you can just get on our website, you can find our blog, you can read some really, really valuable articles that are going to help you in your business today. So reach out to us, come visit us, and we look forward to hearing from you.